This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You know, we're looking at budget-friendly ways to be creative around your children's, you know, lunch boxes. You know, schools are reopening this week. So this is something that is very important right now. Yeah.
Definitely, we're getting into money power. And of course, as Mr. Jones indicated, those budget-friendly ways to get creative. And we are joined by award-winning caterer and founder of Gedina Polokwane, Dumeleng Motswala, who's joining us on the line. Dumeleng?
Hello.
No, definitely. And many parents are really panicking about the lunch boxes. They want to do, you know, creative and fun, memorable sort of like lunch boxes for their kids. The pressure is definitely on. And also the pressure from what we see on social media. But what would you say are the two or three basic rules when it comes to packing a lunch box for your child? Because check on Instagram,
that's the question.
So what do you think are the two or three basic rules when it comes to packing a lunchbox for your child?
Firstly, I would say kids are different, right? And they prefer different things. So some of the things, especially on the day one, now they are going back to school. I didn't know they were busy eating the whole day at home. I will advise for as a parent, you need to make them something not really heavy, because we don't want them to fall asleep at school, but something for example, burger, or can you add your chips or maybe the potato wedges, and then the fruit on the side, or add a juice in the water. And another advice that I will give to parents for this thing of giving them the juice every day, it's also a problem. You never find the headaches, the stomach cramps. You need to substitute with water. If on Monday you gave your child juice, tomorrow, but don't forget to make it must be there every day. Juice is also perennial meat. But there has to be a day where it's water only. There's no juice, because we know that, especially Baba Nyan, I cannot juice it and leave the water.
Definitely.
So there has to be some days where they don't have option, they must just drink the water.
You know, back in the day, when I was our lunch boxes consisted of the leftovers. But so much has changed since then. For now, let's talk to parents and let's just give them an idea of like a weekly example of what a simple budget-friendly lunchbox can look like from Monday to Friday. And then bona batla freestyle ba bona gore nkingi ya go khonega.
Okay, yes. Let's start with Monday. Monday, our advice for they should go for either your rib bacon or chicken or beef bacon. And then you add your potato wedges. You can even add the mini cheddar snacks. You can even add cereal bar, linardi or orange, and then juice and water. For Tuesday, our advice, but add a hot dog. Just your normal hot dog roll and your Vienna. You can top it up tomato sauce or mustard. I know some kids, they don't like mustard. Like, my child doesn't eat mustard. So it's mustard in tomato sauce. And then your fruit, and then a bottle of still water. No juice, because we already had juice on Monday. Then for Wednesday, I would say go for chicken wrap. Your tortilla wrap, you can add your chicken strips, you can add maybe chicken breast, and then banana, biscuit, and juice.
Okay.
For Thursday, something simple. My child, in a week, there has to be peanut butter. So you can just have bread with peanut butter, and then you can add danone or yogurt, and make a fruit salad, one of the fruit on the side, and then you add juice and water. If that's a peanut butter, margarine is fine. And then for Thursday, I would say go for we are on Friday. For Friday, I would say a slice of bread. You know this bread, like this Greek bread, but I'll give you pizza. You just take your normal bread, wadea your cheese, you add your robot peppers, you can add your ham and bacon, you can add your pineapple chips on top, and then wadea cheese again, and then your tomato sauce, your barbecue, wadea loke lako ovenini. At 180 degrees for 5 to 8 minutes. Then I'm adding a juicy leaf fruit on the side. And I've got another one for the busy moms, because sometimes, you know, the leftovers, you mentioned leftovers.
Yes. Some
of the leftovers, it depends what you guys had a day before.
Okay.
Some, because Banabaya Skolong, it's hot outside. You may find that by the time one is at those food, they are not good for them. So it also depends on what did you guys have a day before. If maybe you had some grilled meat or a bowl of fried, you know those ones that will last, unlike the chewed meals. I always say to the parents, puff test must be your friend if you know about your school, because with the puff test you can do your DIY all you want. You can just cut it while looking into your muffin pan. Wachela maye, wachela your bacon, your cheese, wadiloka lako ovenini. And what I like about this one, too, you can even make them days before, maybe the weekend. You can just make them the weekend, you put them in the freezer. Ah, yes, kolong, you just put them inside the lunchbox. You can even roll your sausages. You see those small sausages that are in the vorsian.
Yeah.
You can take the puff pastry, roll that sausage, wadiloka lako oven on top, you brush with your egg. You put it in the oven while baker. You can just put them in the freezer. When I ask you, just take them out of the freezer. I'm looking at a lunch box. As a person, it's a baby frozen on its own. So you can just play around with your paste, puff paste. Now, whether you are doing it like the croissant, you can just roll them how you want. You don't need to wake up early in the morning every day, because you've got a busy schedule of making the lunch boxes.
Sure. Now, I think you've given us a couple of ideas, Nje. Rata freestyle. Rata 2026, Ritoraja Egi, Moji's Kavtini side of things. But thank you so much. I appreciate your time. That's award-winning caterer and founder of Kadina Polokwane, Itumeleng Motswala.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.